The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 643.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She runs a blog called Jolie Pagel, and she also has a podcast called This Is For You, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Vivian So. Vivian, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. So I'm a full-time single mother to a really adorable boy, and I do run a blog called Jolie Pagel. It means beautiful mess in French. I also just started a podcast, This Is For You, and people can find that on my blog. It's pretty new, and so it's just something I wanted to do a long time.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Vivian, what's your cultural background?
I'm Chinese, and I was born in Hong Kong, moved to North America with my parents at around the age of 2 or 3. We lived in Vancouver, BC, and Houston, Texas, briefly, before settling in a small coastal town in Oregon.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
There's a quote online that many people seem to use a lot. It's kind of silly, but it can come off a little condescending, but yeah, also if you look at it from a different perspective, pretty empowering, but it's you do you.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, I love that it's short and sweet, and I think we tend to forget that we have to take care of ourselves first so we can attract the things that we want in our life, and there's nothing wrong with that. So thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Accepting and loving yourself as who you are by not comparing yourself to others, which I find a lot of younger people do often. There's only one you, and you're pretty special. No one else can be you. No one else has lived your life, had your experiences. And, you know, everyone has different perspectives that are really interesting. So I think the best thing to do is to let yourself come out.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Vivian, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was a mess. So I started the blog, Jolie Pagel, Beautiful Mess, because all of our lives are a little bit, you know, beautiful and also messy. And when I was younger, I didn't have self-confidence. I didn't know who I was. And I was constantly looking for someone to look up to. And so mostly like celebrities or whatever, not that great role models. But sometimes I look up to people who actually look like they had their life together, and I would admire what they were doing and try to incorporate what they were doing into my life.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, especially like in the world of social media, right? We see these beautiful curated pictures on Instagram and we feel like, oh, their life is so perfect. Why can't we have that? And just because something looks picture perfect on the outside doesn't mean that it is, right? We never know what's going on behind closed doors. You know, sometimes you hear so many stories of people going through depression, abuse, and we never know, right? So just because you see something online doesn't always mean, you know, their life is perfect, right? And if we can just show more honesty and vulnerability, I think that's how we can relate more to, you know, the audience out there, to the people out there who are suffering. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and be who you are today? What was that aha moment?
During my mid-30s, I was going through some obvious changes. I was pregnant, and then I had my little baby, and I needed some therapy because I felt isolated most of the time. And I was also single. So I felt something was wrong and I was depressed. And when I went out on dates, I had very high expectations of people. And also, I was also comparing my life to my peers, where I thought my life should be. And I was stuck in the past. And after a month long of online therapy, I decided to grab a few books to see if I can help myself undo the negative programming that was going on in my head. So slowly, I became more confident because I started incorporating bits and pieces of what I read into my life. And then, long story short, there are many aha moments that I'm always constantly working on myself.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you're able to share what you're able to share what you've been going through, especially when it comes to like mental health and mental health awareness. And, you know, everyone has their own way of dealing with it and finding ways to heal it. Like you decided to do some online therapy, check out ways to better yourself, and which is great, right? Because here you are today sharing your story. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
It's been great. I'm happier. I don't really care what people think of me. And I think it just makes me feel so much more free. I have less social anxiety. So back to, you know, I don't care what people think of about me. If they don't like me, who cares? I'm still me. And basically, I'm very choosy about who I have in my tribe. Like if I don't get along with someone, if I feel some bad vibe, then I don't want them in my life. So whereas before, when I was younger, I wanted people to like me. I was a people pleaser, but I felt because I was a people pleaser, I was very unhappy. And so now I just, okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing then. You know, I think that's something we all go through, especially when we're younger. You know, we always want to be part of the cool crowd. We want to be liked by everybody, not realizing like that doesn't really do anything. But when you have that two or three or five special people in your life who are always there for you no matter what, that's most important. Like you mentioned, finding your tribe, finding, you know, the people who bring joy to your life, right? Who lift you up versus bringing you down. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Be yourself and don't mind what other people think of you. It's really not worth the time or effort. And just be friends with people who bring value to your life, who appreciate you, and get rid of the people who do not.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your blog and podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
I'm very active on Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram.com/byjoliepagel. And you can send me a message. I always try to respond back.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Vivian, you can also head on over to the TaoSelfConfidence.com and search for Vivian's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Vivian today for taking the time to share her story with us and tips on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Vivian.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.